last, we'll be first. What a day, I'm telling you. This is Jimmy and Annette, and we are back together in the studio, and we are living up in a down world. Hey, baby girl, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I had a shocking experience last night.
What was that?
Well, we finished our Rebuilding Liberty course, took a bunch of folks through that, around 100 people went through that, and we had such a good time. And then on the way home, I nearly had a car wreck when you said this to me.
Oh, you're funny.
You said, so do you want to do a podcast tomorrow? And I was like, what?
I guess I shouldn't have said it while you were driving because you almost had a heart attack.
And I also did that guy thing where I just contained my excitement because I was afraid if I got too excited. I didn't want to get
hilarious.
My hopes up.
You're hilarious.
Welcome back to the show.
Well,
it's been a minute.
You know, we had planned to do one a few weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and my day got hijacked.
That happens.
With work. And
it happens in church world.
In fact, I was talking with someone, I was visiting with someone in another part of the building, and you were sitting here waiting to do the podcast, and I come back, 2 hours later, and you're like, guess we're not doing a podcast. So yeah, but I thought it's time. We need to do one. There's so many things going on, especially with what happened yesterday with the shooting. And I think there's a lot of questions that people are asking, and we don't have all the answers. We have the answer, which is Jesus.
Yes.
But I think it's worth talking about. And what was interesting is what we were going to talk about a few weeks ago was why do good things happen or bad things happen to good people or Christians for that matter. And I know you and Adam addressed that a little bit on when you had Adam on, but that was going to be our topic because of having a young person come in and ask those questions to us who was wanting some honest answers. She's trying to find her faith. And I said, you know, that's a good podcast to do because I think you need to answer the questions that people are asking.
And when you talk about answering questions, sometimes there's
not
answers.
An answer.
That are, and I never want to be just throw out some simplistic thinking.
Right.
Unless I believe it. Now, if I truly believe something, I'll tell you. But I don't want to throw out some kind of anecdote that's just not well thought through. And so when we're talking about something like what happened in Minnesota, and those of you, I'm sure everyone by now knows, but the headline here in CBN News is trans gunman killed 2 children, injured 17 in attack on Minnesota school prayer service. This happened at a Catholic church called the Annunciation Catholic Church. During an early morning worship service marking the start of a new year at the adjoining kindergarten through 8th grade school. And just a horrific, horrific tragedy, terrible thing.
It's horrible.
It's what everybody's thinking about. It's what everyone's praying about. It's what many are weeping about.
Yes.
Just the insane, unprovoked loss of innocent life. And it's just so unjust. It's so heartbreaking. And of course, as followers of Jesus, this is a church, Catholic church, that we feel a kinship. You know, it's like our family. It's like somebody hurt our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not Catholic, but we have a lot of Catholics that attend our church. We pastor a church called Bridge Church in Fredericksburg, Texas. And we love our friends. We love our brothers and sisters. And so this hits home, you know,
it
lands
hard. It really does.
And shook me up quite a bit when I first started seeing those reports rolling yesterday. It does. It takes you off guard. And it's interesting because I heard some, you know, as I picked up news pieces on internet, you know, people were interviewing. And I heard one man say, how could God let this happen, or where was God?
Where was God in this? Yes,
and you and I both looked at each other and just shook our heads, like, you know, we understand that people want to cry out and people want to travail. That's legitimate and it's real. I do take issue when people just immediately default to like God did something wrong,
right?
Or God missed something, or God didn't see this coming. And I think that's what we need to address, the core issue.
Right.
God doesn't cause bad things to happen.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of times Christians will use language like he allows things to happen. And I've been checked up on that by a pastor who after he retired from pastoring, he became a therapist. And I remember seeing him back in Tennessee. Good night. Long time ago, years ago, probably 12 or 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that phrase, well, God allowed this to happen. He goes, what do you mean he allowed it?
Well,
and he made me think about it.
Well, but you have to think about Job and God allowing Satan to sift him, basically.
Right.
And that's probably where people get that from.
I think it is, but he made me realize it's not just that God allows. It almost puts like God in the driver's seat of saying, you know, this is going to happen. I'm going to allow it to happen. So I'm just going to step out of the way. But really, you have to back up further than that and ask some other questions before you can even answer the questions. Why do bad things happen to good people? First of all, God gave us one of the greatest gifts.
Yes.
That when used wisely, it's wonderful. It's kind of like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're given this medicine and used wisely, it helps relieve systems. Maybe it even brings healing or at least relief.
Or relief relieves pain. Yes.
But used badly, it can cause addictions.
Illegally.
Opioid crisis. Mm-hmm. You've got people hooked on opioids and addicted to drugs, mm-hmm. and it's destroying lives. So,
right.
So it's like a lot of things. It's a two-edged sword, right?
Right.
So God gave us this wonderful ability and gift of choice.
Right.
And Adam and I touched on this a couple
weeks
ago.
It's called free will.
Free will. The ability to choose life,
mm-hmm.
or the ability to choose death. Now,
right.
Those are two pretty big extremes.
Very big.
But you can choose between doing the right thing, and you mm-hmm. can just as quickly choose between doing the wrong thing. And God, because of love. See, if he didn't give us free will, we'd just be a bunch of robots down mm-hmm. here. We'd be running out of a computer program.
Right.
Just doing what we're programmed to do. But that would not be love. And so God, when he created us, he created us his own image so that we could have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this in our own relationship. If you don't have the free will to choice, it's not love. If you're if you're married to a hyper narcissist mm-hmm. or a control freak,
yes.
and everything about your life over the years as he or she breaks you down, you end up just becoming a shell of a human
you're
being.
You're like a robot, right?
Because you're really not doing what you do for love or what you're choosing to. You're doing it to keep the peace.
Right.
You're doing it to keep conflict away or to get beat down even further. That's horrifically dysfunctional. We all know that.
Right.
We see that in real life. In terms of spiritual, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
God looks at us and he says, he looks at Jimmy Pruitt or he looks at Annette and he says, if they don't choose to love me, it's not going to be love.
Mm-hmm.
We
have a choice.
It could be fear. It mm-hmm. could be fear of retribution, fear of consequences. That's not love.
Mm-hmm.
That's just behavior modification.
Right.
And that's not what God's about.
Right.
He wants our heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mm-hmm. mind, soul, and strength.
Which is why we have the choice to serve him or not serve him.
Exactly.
There's consequences for not serving him.
Oh, absolutely. Joshua 24 talks about choose you this day
whom you will serve. Yes.
And then I looked up another verse because it really pinged this for me too. Deuteronomy 30:19 says this, that I have set before you, he's talking to the people mm-hmm. of Israel, life and death, blessing and cursing.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, what?
Choose life. Yes.
That both you and your descendants may live.
Right.
God gives this choice.
Yes.
And so here's the hard part. He gives us this choice, and then he doesn't intervene in the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
He lets things play out. When I was in social work, we used a term, natural and logical consequences. That term was in the DSM-5 book, and it became a part of our language when we were working with young people who had terrible disciplinary issues, they rebellious, all that. and they were acting out, and there were natural and logical consequences that followed that. And so that's in me as well. Mm-hmm. So when I'm seeing things happen, somebody runs a stop sign. They weren't paying attention. They were looking at their phone. They were drunk or high or whatever, incapacitated. And they drove through that stop sign and they caused catastrophic accident.
Mm-hmm.
That was a choice they made.
Right.
The natural and logical consequences, unfortunately, impacted other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the ripple effect of that is horrible. So now let's look at the shooting in Minneapolis. A kid who at 17 years of age told his parents, I no longer want to be known as Robert. I want to be known as Robin. Mm-hmm. I choose to identify as a female. Mom drove him down, had a name change, legal name change done.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020 was when that was done.
You did your research.
Well, I'm like anybody else. I'm hearing the news. I'm reading articles.
Was he a transgender? Did he go through the surgery, or was he just?
I don't know. I didn't see that. He just wanted to.
But
be
he wanted to identify. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. This is my pronoun. This is my name now. And so all that happens, and then the natural logical consequences to not just body dysmorphia or gender dysmorphia, but actual mental illness. Take their toll.
Yes.
And over time, hatred builds up. Hatred for self, hatred for family. And then as we saw in his 20-minute manifesto video, hatred of the Jewish people, hatred of Christians, hatred of the president. It was just hate-laced.
Yes.
Well, what is that? Well, a seed was planted and it gave a harvest of hate. Well, could God have intervened? Yes, he could, but not. He would violate love. He would violate the free gift.
Really good.
I know this is hard to take sometimes because we want him to intervene. We're like, where was God when this happened? And I'm like standing there weeping right in the middle of it and weeping just like everybody else is. But because of love, this is going to sound weird to say this about God. Because of love, he restricts himself.
Yeah.
We don't restrict him,
leaves room for mystery.
Mystery, free
there
will.
There are things we just will not, we talked about the scripture and I believe it's in Corinthians talking about, there are things we will not know on this side of heaven.
You have to reconcile that.
You have
that
to reconcile
miserable.
That or you will. You'll always.
Or you'll lose faith. You won't be able to walk
and
as
that's,
a person of
faith. I think
faith.
That's why people deconstruct their faith, which we hear a lot.
Right.
We're talking famous singers who have preached and sung about the goodness of God, and then all of a sudden they're out of the spotlight and they deconstruct, and then they go back and say everything was a lie, or I was never really a Christian. I don't believe anymore. I'm an agnostic or atheist. And that's what's happening is people, something like this happens and they didn't have the foundation to understand who God really is and the choice he gives us.
So true. And doesn't this come back to, if you want to boil it down to its basic element, I've said this for years. I can't get away from it. It's trust.
It is, yeah.
Do we trust him when things don't go the way we think they should?
Mm-hmm.
And there are horrible things that happen. People are traumatized around this world on a daily basis by the millions. And it's heartbreaking and sad. But it's funny how we don't want God to intervene in our life when things are going good or when we don't care, when we don't think about him, we won't give him the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
But when something goes bad, suddenly it's God's fault.
Right.
I'm ready for people to start blaming the real issue here. It's Satan and it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's Satan, sin, and mankind making choices to do these things, whether it's driven through mental illness, driven through whatever. There's always a litany of things behind something. I'm being simplistic, but we need to get back to the real source of evil in this world.
Yes.
And if you do not make room for the fact that there is a real devil and there is real evil, then you'll never actually be able to trust that there's a real God who's really good.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you have to, like I said, you have to have that foundation of your faith, which is why we're about to do WWJD, which is our discipleship a program that's starting in 2 weeks, and that has to do, the first one is foundation, and we have got to have a solid foundation.
That's it.
You know, it talks about even the elect will fall away. They'll get
in the
deceived
last days.
In the last days. And we're in the last days. We've been in the last days for since Jesus left the earth and came back. And so to me, if we don't get to a point to where we can get our identity straight and really solidified who we are, we're going to be one of those that's going to get deceived. We talked about this, I think, in our Bible study, or I've talked about it with someone recently. I've talked about this so much recently that we've got to get that the Word of God solidified in our heart. We've got to get in the Word. We've got to know what it says. We need to not take things out of context. A lot of people will read the Bible. I read to you that quote that you gave to our staff the other day. And a lot of people will read the Bible and look for ways to confirm what they believe rather than what God really is saying. What's the quote? I love this quote.
Oh, wait. I've got so many quotes.
I keep everything.
No, you didn't. Here it is. I have it. Now yes. I have it. Sorry. I was looking at the A.W. Tozer quote.
Yes.
This is a Tim Keller quote.
Yes. It's so good.
Yeah. I'm going to read it twice because you got to really listen to it.
Yes.
Contemporary people tend to examine the Bible looking for things they can't accept. But Christians should reverse that, allowing the Bible to examine us looking for things God can't accept.
Yes.
I'm going to read that one more time through.
When I read that and then I sent it to you, we both, on the way to church, we're just like, what?
I said, send me that.
I want to keep that.
Let me read it one more time. Contemporary people tend to examine the Bible looking for things they can't accept. But Christians should reverse that, allowing the Bible to examine us, looking for things God can't accept.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. I mean, we put the shoe on the wrong foot.
Yes,
We're like putting the onus on God.
Right.
And then we're reading the Bible wanting it to be a self-help book.
We want to be validated in our worldly beliefs instead of being validated in our godly biblical beliefs.
And doesn't that come back to lordship?
Yes. Yes, it really does.
Who's the Lord?
But you know, you think about it. All these people come to church every week in different churches all over the world. But if they're not discipled in what the Bible says, who's going to disciple them? The world. The world will disciple our people.
So we don't need to be looking for the Bible to validate our position,
absolutely,
our belief system. We need to be looking at the Bible and reorienting and adjusting our lives to it.
Yes, absolutely. That quote from Tim Keller went off like a bomb in us because that's it. And we're guilty of that too. We've done that in the past.
Yeah.
And the Lord has really convicted me. When I see something in the Bible that I'm just not sure about, I will go to a concordance. I'll look at the Greek. I'll look at the Hebrew to get, you know, let's take, for example, what Brian talked about with that pastor in Atlanta. Remember that? And he said the church is one of the largest growing churches.
Oh, right.
And he said he constructed the word fornication reconstructed that word basically redefined it in his congregation. He's a single pastor. We won't name names or anything. Single pastor.
He's not a pastor, but he's
posing as a pastor. He's 38 or very young, but said fornication doesn't mean sex outside of marriage or whatever. He redefined the word. And so his church started growing because people were being validated.
So he didn't redefine it to fit his theology. He redefined it to fit his philosophy.
Exactly.
It's different. His ideology.
Yeah.
because that's not theology.
No,
that is a worldly way.
If you look
at
the Greek and Hebrew, I mean, it's clear what fornication means.
We looked it up. We were like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
let's do a little dive on this because something's raw off here.
That's just one example, and that's a pastor leading all these people astray.
Fake pastor.
And now, giving everybody permission to have sex outside of marriage, you know, have multiple sex because that's
can't
not
resist,
what it means.
And it doesn't mean that. So if it doesn't mean that, then man, let's just go crazy. No.
That's the problem.
That is the problem.
That's why we can't even depend, and I hate saying this because you're our pastor, I can't even depend on you to have all the right answers or say exactly the right thing.
Well, my job isn't to give everybody answers. And it's just such a misnomer about teachers or pastors, mm-hmm. whatever discipline you're in, teaching in general, is that we're not there to give answers. We're there to help you arrive at the answers by helping
and looking
you
for yourself
and helping you help point you to the source.
Yes.
The source is not a pastor. It's not me or a priest or a teacher or a mentor. The source is the Word of God breathed by God himself. And that's what we go to. That is our standard. It is our objective standard.
But Jimmy, we are such a microwave generation of people that if a pastor says it, we just believe it. And you always
say, dangerous.
Check me up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
read the Bible,
for yourself. But don't just read it. Study it. Study what I'm saying. Study it in the Greek and the Hebrew. Look for the context. Don't pull things out of context. But people, we're busy. We're busy people. I know I'm busy. I'm too busy to do a podcast most of the time because I've got a lot. But you've got to determine if something doesn't ring true in your heart, at least check it out and then let God reveal. Anytime I get in the Bible, anytime, I always ask God to give me that revelation. I don't want to be one of the elect in the last days that falls away because of deception.
And that means we got to have these foundations.
We have to have the foundations.
The foundation's built on the Word of God and also on your walk with God and your relationship
to Him. Absolutely.
2 Timothy 2:15, you brought that up
and
it rang strong in me. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mm. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's it. He's saying, be diligent.
Mm-hmm.
Be diligent. In other words, stay after it. Be disciplined.
Yes.
And you get dive into that word. I said this on Sunday morning to one of the services. I don't think I said it in both. But when you're reading the Bible, when I was a new Christian, you know, I'm 18, 19 years of age, I'm reading. The only Bible I had was a King James Version Bible. So we're talking about Elizabethan English.
Which who can understand?
I'm from
these
West Texas. I can barely recognize real English, so much less, you know, modern English, much less Elizabethan English from the 1600s. So I've got a 1611 authorized King James Version Bible. Is the first thing I got my hand on. I'm trying to read this Bible. I'm struggling. I can't understand it. The language is foreign to me. It's old English. However, what I realized that the more time I spent in that word, the more I begin to understand. Why? Because my spirit was hearing it.
Yes.
My spirit was, that was like pouring water into a desert where all those seeds are laying dormant. But once it rains in the desert, the desert blooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing.
And you can recall scripture that you might not have even understood, but God will give you that.
To this day, these 4 decades later, I can literally recall scriptures I read in the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's mm-hmm. all those are still there.
Yes.
And at the time, I was struggling to understand all of those.
Yes.
And yet they were still going in. It was like seeds getting planted in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, as I grew and matured and learned and found a Bible I could read, I think I ended up getting a New American Standard Bible. I was like, okay, this makes more sense.
I like the New Living.
Yeah, there's great translations out there. Mm-hmm. And I like to use a bunch of them.
Even the Message, even though it was an odd translation when it came
very
out.
Casual.
I like it because it reads like a book. It's in paragraph form. And it's just, to me, I loved going through the message Bible. Yeah.
That's so good. I want to encourage our listeners that you okay.
Sorry,
over there?
I have a cough.
Yeah. Get your water. So I want to encourage you who are listening to the show today and you're thinking, man, I just wish I could memorize Bible. I wish I had that kind of thing. But here's what I encourage you to do. Read it, even though you don't understand it. But let me give you some help in that. Start with the book of John. Start with the book of Ephesians, the book of Galatians. These are letters. The letters are shorter. So you have, General Electric Power Company. It's a good way to remember these letters. General Electric Power Company. G stands for Galatians. E stands for Ephesians. P stands for Philippians. And E stands for Ephesians. Those are those middle letters. And they're short, short books that you can read. And read them, even if you're thinking, I'm not getting this. You're still putting the seed of God's word into the soil of your spirit. And trust me, I know by experience, there'll be a day where that gets watered and you begin to understand. Are you over there? Do you have a cough attack?
Yes.
Yeah, you.
I'm getting these a lot. I don't know
if
there's allergies
or something. In the air, probably.
Man.
Allergies this time of year. Yes. But what I was talking about was reading the Bible anyway. I did the Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians,
right.
General Electric Power Company. You got it.
But you know, young people don't know what General Electric Power.
Well,
it's perfect for us
just
older
a way
folks
to remember those
yes.
middle books.
No, but it's good. Yes, that's really
get
good.
Get those seeds in the soil of your spirit, mm-hmm. and over time, God will water those seeds, and just like a desert that blooms, they'll bloom. They'll come mm-hmm. to life, and your spirit's getting it, even if your mind is not.
Right,
you're bypassing your mind a little bit.
Yes,
but your mind will catch up, and so yeah, let the Word of God run out.
Yeah.
So who do we need to thank? We got so
oh
many
gosh.
Amazing people.
Steve Wise.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You keep up with that a lot better than I do.
Because I haven't had a podcast in a while, we have a lot of people to thank.
Well, while you're looking that up, I just want to say thanks to all of you who've been supporting our podcast and just encouraging us. We got a great review. I want to pull that up because I was so encouraged by that. And, we're blessed by you and blessed by what you do. So I want to share this review, and reviews are wonderful. First of all, they're encouraging, but also they help other people who are maybe looking at the
yes.
website to say, people like this. This is all right. So here's a 5-star review. This is from Joshua Stafford in August. He says, this show is always a blessing. It's never quite the same. That's true. But why would you want that? From real life adventures in the marriage of a busy pastoral couple to how God is at work in their ministries, there's never a dull moment. The brutal honesty of this humble couple is where the Holy Spirit comes in and communicates through them. Give it a listen and hear how you will relate in each episode. Joshua, thank you so much for the review. We so appreciate it. And, yeah, our heart is to be transparent and brutally honest.
Yes.
We don't know how to not be that. And that's just, we made that deal with one another. We made a covenant when we got married. We'll never hide our scars. We'll be open about what's going on. Did you find anything over there?
Steve Wise.
Thank you, Steve.
Julie. Herbert.
Thank you,
Russ
Julie.
Russ Adams.
Thank you, Russ.
I'm looking through all these. Did I say Russ?
You said Russ Adams.
I meant Adam Curry.
Adam,
I'm sorry.
Where did you get Russ?
I have
Adams?
No idea. I'm looking
you
through here.
Russ Hearn and
I
Adam
did.
Curry.
Yes, I sure did. And Russ
thank
doesn't
you, Adam
listen
Curry.
To us
we love
apparently because he doesn't give. But anyway, no. It's but those are the ones that I have mm-hmm. recently. I think I've gone through all of them. But other than your Bitcoin people that give Bitcoin.
Speaking of Adam, the Podfather Curry.
Oh my gosh.
He and I are uber stoked about this.
It sounds like y'all are doing the Godcaster together the way they bill you when we went to our meeting and this is Jimmy Pruitt, and you're like,
I'm just helping.
I'm
just there to support the
it's
Godcaster.
Hilarious.
It's an amazing tool. Mm-hmm. You can download it. Just look for Godcaster app on iOS or Android. Download it and then find Hello Fred, Bridge Church, Fredericksburg. You can just find that. And once you find it, you can just lock it in as a follow, and then you can listen to 24/7 hour Christian music, podcast clips, sermon clips, short. They're always short to the point. Weather, news, local news now. We're also doing SRN news. So we got faith-based news on there. I love that.
It really does sound like a radio station.
It is a radio station.
It's so personal because it's our radio station. Yeah, and I love that.
We do all the programming. Yes. We choose all the music. Mm-hmm. And Adam is kind of our host. He's our DJ. And we do it all together, and we're having a blast with it. But also, Adam and I, finally, after talking about this for about a year and a half,
yes,
we've been every week. We're going, hey, we should just hit record and do a podcast, and then we don't. We're both running gunning.
3 years, y'all have talked about this.
About
maybe?
2.5, 2 years, whatever it is. Anyway, a long time. And so, about I think it's 3 weeks ago, Adam, I said, hey, bro, sit down with me. Let's do it.
It was because that was when I was supposed to.
Yeah, you were supposed to. Yes. And you couldn't. And so Adam sat down and we did a podcast together. It's two podcasts ago. And we had so much fun doing it. We were like, okay, it's time. And then he said, the Lord began to speak to him and say, it's time. It's time.
I love that.
And if we would have done it ahead of time, it would have been out of time. So it is time now. So we are calling our podcast, this is Adam Curry and Jimmy Pruitt, and we're calling it We Get to Do This. Just coming from a very positive mindset, grateful mindset that what we do, we get to do together.
Yes.
And it's really, I'm the theologian, and he's the cultural, as he calls himself, conspiracy therapist.
So it really is God, the world, and other things.
It really is. That is our subtitle, yes. God, the world, and other things, because that's really what it is. God first, the world, what's going on in culture, and then other things as they come up. And so we're going to be addressing things. We are hitting record on our first official podcast.
Oh, when?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I was
wondering.
Okay.
Next Wednesday morning at 10 or 10:30. He'll be here in this. We're going to use my studio for this because he likes the vibe in here. He loves it. So we're going to hang out here.
I do too. I'm going to kind of mimic this vibe when my office is built.
I do have the coolest office.
You do.
On the planet. It's an office and studio.
It's really nice.
I've got couches and chairs and a coffee
but
bar.
I've got a one up
most
you
important pieces
when we build
bar.
My studio.
Yeah, of course you will. You're hilarious.
Is about to be finished and I can't wait to one up you a little bit because you know.
So we're pulling the trigger next Wednesday. I think we're going to publish the following Monday. So we'll get word out. We're going to have a website,
and you are going to try to be weekly as much as
you can. We will be weekly as much as possible, which we're able to do. We can make that happen. So super stoked, super excited about it. And then also we've got a new podcast that has just been released on the Godcaster. I'm looking it up right now. It's Jonah Mandel. 14 years old. This kid is sharp.
Looks like he's 17.
He is so sharp, and I'm so proud of him. I'm going to make sure we've got his. Yeah, there it is. It's on the Godcaster under Bridge Church or Hello Fred, and it's called Young and Faithful. Mm-hmm. And he did his first. I'll put a link on the newsletter for that. He did his first podcast with Adam. Adam helped him get set up, is teaching him how to use the gear. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Adam's heart and mine too is that we want to raise up the next generation of podcasters and commentators and cultural guys who are stepping in and engaging culture from a faith, you know, from a biblical worldview. And anyway, so that's coming. So we've got our podcast, we've got Jonah's podcast, We're also adding stuff constantly to the Godcaster too. So that will be easy access. So anyway,
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm super pumped. We'll get the word out. We'll let people know on social media and different platforms of, hey, it's ready. And then we just want to invite you to jump in with us. And when me and Adam get together, it's crazy. It's just like time we get together, we're like, we should have recorded that.
But what I see this podcast becoming, it's like a no agenda with Jesus.
Pretty much. Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you're a no agenda fan, get ready.
We will do media commentary. We'll do political commentary. We'll do theological commentary. And what is the Bible? What from a biblical worldview, what are we seeing? And so it'll be all of that.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. I can't wait to listen.
It's fun to do something.
I'll probably be in this room watching and listening.
You probably will.
So awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Anything else? We're not going to talk about, my gosh,
there's so many things, but we have plenty of time to do that.
We do. And I'm hungry, by the way.
I know. Me too. Let's
go do lunch. Can I take you on a day date and go do lunch?
Oh, that would be fun.
I love you. Gorgeous, by the way.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this today.
You're welcome.
I'm still in shock. This was your idea, and yes, I'm just blown away.
It was.
Thank you. All right. We love you. Hey, family, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in with us today. This is a short but sweet, but hopefully helpful for you, because that is really our heart. We want to help you live up in a down world by following Jesus and doing the next right thing. Have a blessed day and a blessed week on purpose. We are out of here.